With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Friday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Mike Clemens is on the other side of the glass, and Leroy Butler will leap into the action momentarily. Big show for you this afternoon, including a visit from Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy coming up in just a few minutes. Big game for the Bucks, or is it? We'll get to that at 3 o'clock, and we'll also see just how hot the seat is under Mike McCarthy. At 4 o'clock, you can get in on the show throughout the afternoon. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And now you have the TalkBack feature on the Fan app. You just hit the button. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Leave us a 30-second clip, and we'll play it back throughout the afternoon right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Before we talk with Mark Murphy, though.
Wanna what you say.
What was that?
Wild of what you say.
Not the words. 105.7 FM The Fan presents the 4th annual The Night Before, featuring Dave Matthews Band on Saturday, February 3rd at the XL Energy Center in Minneapolis. We're kicking off the biggest game in sports with the biggest night in music. The Night Before is sold out, and your only way in is to win. I'm going to give you a keyword. You're going to text it to 72881, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Minneapolis, plus be qualified to win two on-location experience game day ticket packages. Includes round-trip airfare for two, 3 nights hotel stay, 2 tickets to the concert, and you qualify for the grand prize. The Night Before from The Fan and NFL On Location, your official pass for the ultimate Super Bowl 52 experience. Super Bowl ticket packages on sale now. Visit NFLOnLocation.com. Today, here is your code word that you're going to text to 72881 to send you to The Night Before with Dave and his band. This afternoon's keyword is PASS, P-A-S-S. Text PASS to 72881 right now for your chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win a trip to Minneapolis for The Night Before. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is the president and CEO of your Green Bay Packers. It's a pleasure to welcome in Mr. Mark Murphy. Mark, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Oh, good, good. How are you doing? Thanks.
We're good. A few things have changed since we last saw you at the Hall of Fame golf outing, Mark, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Especially the last couple of weeks have been pretty eventful.
Well, all the action has happened in the last couple of weeks. When was it decided, whether by you or between you and Ted Thompson, that he would be moved into a different role and you would start a search for a new GM?
Sure. Yeah, that was immediately following the season. Yeah, he and I sat down and had a good talk, and he and I often would do that following a season. Fortunately, for the last few years, that's been much later, a little longer after the last regular season game. But, I think we talked things through, and I think both of us kind of came to the conclusion that it would be best to that he would transition to a senior advisory role. And, of course, then that, opened up a chance right away to do or the opportunity right away to do a search for a new GM, and got moving on that fairly quickly, and obviously very, very excited about Brian. I think Brian Gutekunst has done a lot of great things for us in his almost 20 years, and especially in the more recent years, have been familiar with his work, and I think he brings a great background, and certainly his scouting experience will help us, and he's kind of grown up around it with a father who was a coach, and so I'm excited and look for the other thing I would say is Brian, within NFL circles, particularly in the last couple of years, is somebody that people really across the league view as a rising star in the profession.
Mark, I think the biggest question I think the Packer fans have, because we have this talk radio show and they call in and talk to us a lot, is the structure, and then the structure of that, what you've kind of redid a little bit different from what Bob Harlan had in place, because back when I was playing, we had Tom Brotts and Forrest Gregg kind of shared those duties, and Bob came along, and Bob saw a different vision on how it should go, and the Packers have been pretty successful with that structure. And then, you know, all of a sudden, the last week or so, you decide to change it. How did that structure change come about, or why did it come about?
Thanks, Gary. It was, it's something that, I'd been thinking about being more involved in football over the last couple of years. I thought that it would be helpful for the organization. And, if you've been around, I'm much more present at practices.
Yes.
Around.
Yes.
Coaching and the scouting staff, but certainly nothing formal. And but I would say through the search process, to me, it really opened my eyes that, we needed to improve communication within our football operation. I mentioned, that I felt like there had been built up over years, and not just during, Ted's tenure. I think it goes back even further than that. There were silos built in different areas within football and the need to break those down. So I think, obviously the biggest change, I think, is that Mike is reporting to me. But another piece of this was, I think, really recognizing what Russ Ball has been doing for the organization, the duties that he's been performing, especially the salary cap and the contract negotiations are crucial for us. And and recognizing what he's been doing. So really kind of splitting the GM position, narrowing the GM position down. So in addition to improving communication, the other benefit that I see of it is really one of my main goals in this whole process was to make sure that Brian can be successful, and allowing him to really focus on what I felt the most important duties for general manager. And, that's determining the roster, the draft, player acquisition. And so really allowing him to focus on those areas, I think, gives us our best chance to be successful. Because, if you look at it, really, we need to get better. We need better players, and allowing Brian to focus on those areas, I think will really help the entire organization. But I recognize, Gary, it is a change, although probably not as dramatic as people might think. I'm not going to make football decisions, my goal, I see it, is to improve communication and make sure that Brian, Mike, and Russ have great communication, great interaction with each other, work well together. And, the one thing I thought about, Gary, if I hadn't announced that Mike was reporting to me, I don't know if anybody would notice. It's an internal thing. And I'm optimistic. I think, I guess a couple things I would say. Organizations evolve. I think in order to remain successful, you have to continue to push and strive for excellence and continue to look, what can we do that'll help us? And, structure is fine, and titles are fine, but at the end of the day, it's people. And getting the right people in the right spots and, putting them in a position where they can be successful and that the organization will function well, and there's an open communication is crucial. So it's a long way to say that I'm excited about it, and I think it's like anything else in life. Gary, time will tell, and we'll see. But I think we have an opportunity to do something special next year.
Absolutely. So if you're not making football decisions, I understand that maybe it's Brian is doing that. Then what would be McCarthy's role, and then what is Russ Ball role? Then how does that all separate?
We've laid out very clearly their responsibility. Obviously, Mike, he's in charge of all of our coaches, our strength coaches, and coaching our players. And Brian's responsibilities are really focused on the draft, player acquisition. He will determine the 53-man roster, the 90-man roster. And Russ has a lot of the administrative duties that GMs do, but a big part of for all of us is his salary cap expertise, which has served us very well, and then contract negotiations. So, and a lot of, really for Russ, it's a lot of what he's been doing already for us. In the past, though, he was doing it, he was delegated it by Ted. Now it's official that that's his responsibility.
I have a lot of questions. I've let Gary talk in the beginning, and you may only hear from me the rest of the interview. I apologize for that in advance.
No, that's all right.
I guess the first thing is we had Bob Harlan on the other day, and he was talking back in the day when he had Ted Thompson and Mike Sherman, and how he could see when Ted was talking to Mike Sherman and how Mike Sherman was kind of like looking off into the sky and kind of not really paying attention to Ted. And that when Ted then came to him at the end of the year and said, you know, he wanted to make a move, Harlan saw what was going on and said, well, obviously, I can see that there's an issue. Did you not notice or pick up on that there was a communication breakdown possibly between McCarthy and Thompson through, you know, who was standing with who at practice, who was talking to who, and that type of stuff throughout the last couple of years?
I've been involved in football. I've noticed some things, but, we've been pretty successful. You know, we've made the playoffs 8 straight years in a row. 2 out of 3 past 3 years we're in the NFC Championship game. So I didn't think things were broken, but what I did say, I think – when we got through the discussions with Ted and also obviously with search process, certain things became more clear to me. I would say out of respect to Ted, I mean, Ted was a very successful, has been or was a very successful general manager, making changes, dramatic changes while he's our general manager wouldn't have been something that I would have wanted to do. But now, we've had discussions and we've talked about things, but, I'd leave it. And, you know, the other thing, obviously, what's taken place is in the past. You know, the most important now is moving forward and how can we ensure that we have a system and that we're in a position where we can be successful.
The other thing that goes along with this, you said in your press conference that there were numerous teams around the league that had power structures set up similarly to this. Do you know offhand how many
I wouldn't call it power structure. It's just a structure.
Okay, structure. Set up similarly to you where the head coach reports to the owner, whoever it may be, president, then the GM does, and then the person that plays the role of Russ Ball in the organization, he does as well. So essentially, you have those four people like you do. Do they all do similar things to you?
I don't know the exact role for how other teams are structured. I actually thought it was 13 out of the 32 that have the head coach reporting to the president or the owner. I saw one report that was 15. Now, whether some of the changes we've had recently have changed that, I think it's 7 out of the 12 playoff teams, you know, including some organizations that, you know, are kind of like us, had consistent success, you know, the Steelers and the Patriots. Now, Patriots are kind of unique because Belichick does a little bit of everything, and I think he's technically GM and head coach. But, you know, obviously I am not an owner, I do represent the owners of the Packers. And, there's no one right way to set up a structure. And, you know, I would say, you know, structure is important, but, you know, the people are even more important in making sure they have a good working relationship.
Talking with Mark Murphy, Packers president here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Okay, my next thing is this. You mentioned in your press conference about weekly meetings. I guess I'm looking for a little bit further explanation as far as, is it all four of you guys in a room for your weekly meeting? And then is it talking about, you know, the game plan that was the previous week, looking ahead to possible changes during the week, and then the game plan for the next week? Or how do you see that playing out?
We've already had our first meeting. What are the things that the four of us all need to know and make sure we're on the same page? I can't speculate, you know, as we go. I imagine that we will meet on a regular basis. A lot of it depends on people's schedules, particularly in the off season with travel. But my experience has been There's nothing more valuable than getting people in a room together and looking at each other eye to eye. And I don't think we'll get into some of the detail that you just mentioned, but let's make sure that I know what all three of you are doing, and each one of you knows what the other three are doing, and we're all on the same page. And I think that will be invaluable.
So, Mark, here's what I don't understand.
We're not going to meet just to meet.
No, right. And here's what I don't understand. I don't know why that most Packer fans think that communication is a bad thing.
Well, yeah, you look across.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean,
football,
right?
Open communication is good in any. It's good in a family. It's good in an organization. Right. I mean, making sure that we're all on the same page is a very good thing. And you know, I've learned in my career that you're better off you'd rather over communicate than under communicate, because things start to disintegrate when people aren't on the same page.
This is my fear. My fear is this.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
I'll tell you what my fear is in these meetings that you were talking about. My fear is that you guys get in a room, the four of you, and people start talking about game plan to Mike, and why didn't we do this more, or why didn't we do this less, and
no,
so forth.
No, you know, I wouldn't. We're not going to get into that granular
Good.
Detail.
Good.
No, it's
that's what I wanted to.
I mean, you know, maybe on a broad sense, you know what things. But I think, for instance, you know, making sure that Brian and the scouts know exactly what kind of players, for instance, we want in our especially now we've got, you know, new defensive coaches, what kind of players fit into the system that you want to play. And I think that open communication will be helpful.
Talking with Mark Murphy, Packers president, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Mark, I don't know that most Packers fans would have a problem with open communication within an organization. I think what some people and my buddy Sparky here are a little weary of is changing the chain of command or line of communication, if you will, throughout the organization that Bob Harlan set up in 1991, where the coach reports to the GM, GM reports to your position as the president. And it worked from 1991 until finally this year, the Packers didn't make the playoffs for the second time in 25 years. Did you fear at all that maybe you're fixing what isn't broken by changing the line of communication within the organization because of one bad year?
No, I mean, I felt that this was the right thing to do. I mean, time will tell. But, you know, obviously the Packers have enjoyed a great run of success and, you know, and in recent years too. And so I'm aware of that. You know, I guess I would tell fans don't, you know, it's not as dramatic a change as you might think. And, you know, I have great confidence in all three of these people. And I think the most important thing is, you know, they understand their responsibilities, what areas they're responsible for. And when in those times when we need to come together to make a decision, we're all together on it and we're making the decision informed because we have all the decision makers at the table.
Mark, thanks for coming on the show and being grilled like this. I do appreciate it because you didn't have to do it.
No, I'm sure you guys are, you know, and I know that you are. Speaking for our fans.
Right. Okay. So, other thing that I'm confused on and have been for quite some time is the McCarthy 1-year extension. Whose call was that and why was it only 1 year?
You know, I'm not going to get into contract decisions or negotiations, things of that nature.
Was it Ted's call or was it somebody else's call in the organization? Because Ted was technically general manager at that point, I believe, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not going to get into that.
All right, fair enough. Thank you.
You want to? Why don't you ask me one more question that I can answer?
Well, no, because to my standpoint on it is this, and this is what I've been saying. Yeah. I think McCarthy's built up enough of a reputation going along the way, and if the promotion was from somebody within the building that wasn't coming from outside the building that McCarthy does have a good reputation with and likes, that the extension would have been for more than 1 year.
Mike's, I mean, he's our guy. He's an outstanding head coach. I mean, his record proves itself.
But, Mark, if he's your guy, then why doesn't he get more than 1 year?
What I was started to say is he's an excellent head coach, and you know, we have great confidence in him, and we want him to have nothing but success, and our focus is on the future.
That is Packers president Mark Murphy, our guest here for the last few minutes. We greatly appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much. And Mark Murphy joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank is committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. He had a quicker trigger finger than Bob McGinn hanging up that phone.
Well, after the McCarthy question, he wanted out, I think. That was the end of that. And he didn't answer who made the call. So if you're not going to answer who made the call, I'm going to assume it wasn't Ted that made the call. So that's my – and again, I'm guessing now because he wouldn't answer questions. So now this is what you leave yourself with. So I'm going to guess that. Then he says he's my guy. I say, but yeah, but you gave him 1 year and he's your guy. And he didn't want to talk about it. And he said, see ya. Deuces. I'm out. Bye. Okay. See, like I said, you can say whatever you want about the McGinn thing with Ball and McCarthy and everything else. Dude, there is – I'm 100%. After listening to him and listening to the week before prior press conference – then his press conference again where he changes the power structure and Ball all of a sudden is evolved. And did you notice he couldn't come up with anybody else that had a guy doing contracts that was also involved as, and he doesn't like the word power structure, but involved in the structure. All he could come up with was the coach reports to the owner or the GM. He couldn't come up with the fourth member of this lovely square that he's built himself into with the Russ Ball member becoming a part of that too. Because that's a... I mean, to me, that's odd. I think that's very odd. I get the coach thing. Look, Tomlin's got a track record, okay? And you could say McCarthy's got a track record. Maybe that's how it should have been from the beginning with McCarthy. Maybe. Maybe that's how much power he should have. But I don't know. After the interview, the best thing he said in the interview was that, you know, it wouldn't be game-by-game game planning. But he did say, maybe in a more broad sense, we may talk about it throughout the year as far as what's going on, but not game-by-game. So that made me happy.
You're in a race in the NFL. You got Senior Bowl coming up. You got guys getting free when this playoff season's over with. And so he's trying to get to where he wants to the quickest he can. I got Gutekunst in the house for GM. Russ Ball does a good job with the contracts. How can I get this done as quickly as possible rather than have a month-long search for the next Ted Thompson? And I think that's part of the thing that drives those decisions as well. Let's how do we get this over with as quickly as possible?
All right, so here's what we're going to do right now. Because it would take me all day to get this done, but here's what I want to hear from you guys.
I love you,
and here's
Greg.
What I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you guys. How many people out there are on Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's side who have the same issues? As you just heard Mark Murphy.
He talked for like 20 minutes.
And this is about...
Bill Michaels show
right before that. You just got
40 minutes of Mark Murphy.
This is about helping Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I can't do it. My hand's up in the air.
Helping him?
Yeah, helping
What do you mean helping
well,
him?
Well, that everything's going to be okay.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to work. So this... And if you're with Steve, most certainly 414-799-1250.
So they can call too.
Yeah, if you're with Steve... Well, that can't never be one-sided. If you're with Steve, call in. 414-799-1250. If you think Steve is blowing it out of proportion and can't sit, I just want you guys know where I stand. I think it's a great move. I think line of communication needs to be open. I think they're going to be successful for it because when Bob Harlan did what Bob Harlan did, it needed to happen at that particular time. What Mark Murphy is doing right now needs to happen right now today. Now, does that need to go on for 15, 20 years from now? I don't know, but it needed to happen. So 414-799-1250, just so you know where I'm at. If you're with Steve or against Steve, just kind of help him out because I can't do it for 4 hours.
You're going to get tired?
We're not going to talk about this for 4 hours.
Well whatever. Right well, we want to massage it through so you don't – well, I know you won't worry about it once you leave here because you got other real important
stuff. I'm not
going
to worry about it when we get to the Bucks topic at 3.
But just – well, we may not get to the Bucks topic at 3 because if this goes, we got to go with it. We're going to play the hits. So see if you can help Steve Sparky Pfeiffer out right now.
Martinez tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan. He says, damn, Big Show, that's three people that have hung up on y'all abruptly. 2018, not off to a happy start, LOL. Who are the other two?
I don't know. Don't welcome to the Big Show.
And welcome back to the Big Show right after this. Give us your thoughts on what you heard from Mark Murphy. 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan or use the TalkBack.
Now.
Good afternoon from the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Mike Clemens. Master Z's Waukesha, the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin. Bring in the new year with some great deals. Check out over $1 million of inventory at Master Z's Waukesha, online at MasterZ's.com. First on the Fan, a lot of changes in Green Bay in the last 2 weeks. And this afternoon, Packers CEO and President Mark Murphy joined the big show. It was asked, why only 1 year deal for Mike McCarthy? Is he on the hot seat?
First of all, I have a lot of confidence in Mike. I think, you know, he's proven himself. He's an excellent head coach in this league. And, you know, and I don't think he's stale.
There are these complete interviews with Fan on Demand here at WSSP. NBA tonight, it's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry out of tonight's game. What's going on there? Steve Kerr.
You have to be consistent every single night. That's
what he had to say about the Bucks. What about Steph?
It's really up to the training staff. You know, they're going to tell me what makes sense.
Now Curry out with an ankle injury. In the meantime, it's also going to be Kevin Durant talking about how Giannis is a top vote-getter for the All-Star game.
Now, I mean, he always had his country, but now he has the States behind him as well. So a lot of people here in the States know him, and he's new and fresh. So, and that shows that, you know, he's getting more popular, he's getting better as a player, and that's good for him.
Then after the game, it's the post-game show here with Sparky on the Fan. College hoops tonight, Marquette at Butler, UWM on the road against UIC. Hockey tonight. Admirals are in San Antonio, and we'll have it for you live. Pre-game coverage at 7 o'clock, the face-off at 7:30 with Aaron Sims right here on The Fan. The update brought to you by Kim and LaVoy. If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and LaVoy, 262-796-1400. Mike Clemens at Sports Radio, 105.
Mark, thanks for coming on the show and being grilled like this. I do appreciate it because you didn't have to do it.
No, I'm sure you guys are, you know, and I know that you are speaking for our fans.
Right, okay. The other thing that I'm confused on, and have been for quite some time, is the McCarthy one-year extension. Whose call was that, and why was it only 1 year?
I'm not going to get into contract decisions or negotiations, things of that nature.
Was it Ted's call, or was it somebody else's call in the organization? Because Ted was technically general manager at that point, I believe, right?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not going to get into that.
All right, fair enough. Thank you.
Why don't you ask me one more question that I can answer?
my standpoint on it is this, and this is what I've been saying. Yeah. I think McCarthy's built up enough of a reputation going along the way, and if the promotion was from somebody within the building that wasn't coming from outside the building that McCarthy does have a good reputation with and likes, that the extension would have been more than 1 year.
He's our guy. He's an outstanding head coach. I mean, his record proves itself.
But, Mark, if he's your guy, then why doesn't he get more than 1 year?
What I was started to say is he's an excellent head coach, and, we have great confidence in him, and we want him to have nothing but success, and our focus is on the future.
That was Packers President Mark Murphy moments ago here on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf. That's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with the former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson. Are you with Sparky with some skepticism, shall we say, in the new structure of the Green Bay Packers and the way it all went down? Or are you with Gary and think that this was needed? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. You can use the talkback feature on the Fan app. Tell us where you're calling from.
You know what?
Who you are, and leave us a message. We'll play it back on the air.
And before we get out of here,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear from Mike Clemens too.
All right.
He lives there.
Yes.
He knows more about the ins and outer workings of the Green Bay Packers than probably most of us.
We want to hear from the people first, though, right?
Absolutely.
Starting with Mike and Tosi. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, fellow. Thanks for taking my call today. Hope everybody's doing good. I just want to get your gentleman's opinion, because whether it's Gary thinking this had to happen, we had to make some shakeups, Sparky thinking, what's going on? I think they gave him the deal, whoever gave him the deal, because they didn't want to all handle it at once. But my question to you is this. Since the rise of social media and a lot more scrutiny that these NFL franchises and the personnel that run them are under, in the mid-90s, the Green Bay Packers have been a model organization when it comes to success. You can say we should have more Super Bowls. As a fan, I am very grateful for the amount of playoff runs we've had. And I'm only 33, and I know nothing pretty much of success. So my question is this like Mark Murphy in the structure that Green Bay is under, like the NCAA or a politician where they don't want to make a mistake because they are on a good run? I'm always nervous who's making the call. When it's an owner, most of the time it's a detriment, but they got their own money on the line. So whether it's Schneider, who doesn't make a ton of great decisions in Washington, or whether it's Robert Kraft in New England, somebody's got their pulse saying this has got to go this way. Whereas we have a committee of 45 people, which nobody really understands. You then have the executive committee of 7 or 8 that Mark Murphy isn't a part of, but yet they hire him. And so I guess I'm just worried as the media scrutiny continues to tighten their screws on this, and they haven't had to answer that many questions, what happens moving forward? I mean, nobody – who really fires Mark Murphy? And I thought they did all of this because, really, they just don't – they had to do something because they knew the fans were upset. And so, basically, I don't even know what's changed. Ted's still in the office. Gutekunst and now Bruce Ball are still calling shots. They didn't even really hire or look for anybody outside, maybe because the Packers people were
well,
gone.
Well, they interviewed – they did interview Doug Whaley. And now you could say that was a rumor-reel interview from the Bills. But
what do you guys think moving forward as the Packers, the organization structure, is it going to eventually hurt us when we finally lose Aaron Rodgers? Because nobody's going to know when to make the decision or when to just clean house. I don't know how all that works with no owner.
Well, thanks for the phone call. Ron Wolf, because the plan was set together, Ron Wolf was the end-all, be-all. He made all decisions. Ted inherited Ron Wolf's job, and he made all decisions. Now, did they have to run those decisions by the executive committee? I believe they did, but I think it was just because they said you can have it all. They never vetoed anything that they did because they stood by their word. You got it. You handle it. You do it. We had already been here with the executive board, was meeting with, we talked to Bob Harlan about this, with Bart Starr and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't want to go back to those
every
years.
Week.
Right. So Ted made all the calls. And Ted made calls. And when you heard Mark talk about it, essentially Ted made calls that Mike didn't even know that was going on. And another thing I thought that I heard, too, that Steve kind of had some questions about was, like, how long did you know? Didn't just happen yesterday. And Mark says, I'm at Price. It's been going on for a couple of years. I know it's a couple of years ago. Similar to what Bob Harlan had said about, was that Sherman and?
No, Gary, the difference is.
Well, there's always going to be a difference with you, Steve.
Right, because I pay attention. The difference
but
is.
But I don't.
Well, listen. The difference is the previous week.
You said I
week,
pay attention, but I don't.
The two press conferences of Murphy were two different things. When he said Ted was stepping down, he said, ask Clemens, he asked him the question. He said nothing was going to change in the new general manager, still going to be in charge of the football side. Mark was going to stay where he was. Nothing's going to change in the process. Then in that week in between.
And most importantly, the role was not going to change for the new general manager.
Yes. Then in the week in between, then Murphy said, well, I've learned some things that I didn't know, and then we start getting off in a silo talk.
Well, but obviously he came on here and said, I've known about this for a couple of years.
Clearly not.
Did he not just say that?
Clearly not, Gary, because what changed in that week that he didn't know?
No. What I'm saying to you is I've known this for a couple of years. Did he not just say that?
I don't
that?
Think
maybe
so.
Maybe I didn't hear
no.
that.
No, he said he's been going to the practices for a couple of years and trying to get a little bit known
but
a little bit more about the football
side.
But he's
noticed for a couple of years. I thought so here's what you're going to start making me do.
Well, from and one I, week
and
to
I
the
hate,
next, something
and
changed,
And I hate
Gary.
Being this guy.
What changed?
Here's what you're going to start making me do. Look into every word and hang on to every word and be so literal about this particular word. I'm not doing it.
I'm not saying every word.
Not doing it.
He said one thing one week, and the next week totally changed his tune and said he found out some stuff he didn't know.
I understand. So hold him to it, Steve, right?
He said it.
I know. Hold him to it, Steve, right?
If you want to say stuff and not be held accountable,
hold
go ahead.
Him to it, Steve, right?
Yes.
He said it.
That's correct.
414-799-1250.
Just like any other public figure should be held accountable.
414-799. I sure hope they hold that one guy accountable.
They don't.
414-799-1250.
We all know who we're talking about.
Do you get down with Steve or not?
Let's go to Todd and Racine. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Todd?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm more with Gary. I look at it this way. At the company I'm with, I'm in IT. I'm the system admin. And I've got a director above me. I've got an owner. There's a director of finance. And for our 2018 season, if you will, we've got, let's say, 16 projects we're going to do. We all have to get together. We sit down and have occasional meetings like, okay, where are we at? What are the resources we need? What are the players that we need? What is the hardware that we need? But when it boils down to doing the projects or having our game, the director of finance isn't there telling me how to install a server, and I'm not in there telling him how to run his spreadsheets and balance a budget. I think it's just communication, and I think it's a good thing, and I'm happy for the Packers, and I think the move signals McCarthy's going to be fired, and that's going to make me extremely happy.
Good. We're going to talk about that at 4 o'clock. So you want McCarthy out, and you think this is where this is headed then?
Absolutely. A one-year – I mean, I haven't done the research to name off names, but I think if you go back, it's not hard to see when new GMs are brought in, coaches are extended for a year so that there's time to get rid of them.
But the GM wasn't hired when they did it. Well, according to them.
I get it. I think Murphy, he's not showing all of his cards. He knew well before the end of the season in his talk with Thompson. That's just, you know, political speech to say, oh, yeah, we made it at the end. He knew. That whole thing, it's orchestrated. He's got to let a little out at a time. And that's fine. I don't need to know the ins and outs. If they keep winning, perfect.
All right. Thanks for the call. So if they keep winning, why would they fire McCarthy?
They wouldn't. Why would they?
It all depends on what the bar is set. I talked to one guy today. He said, if they don't go to at least the NFC Championship, McCarthy should be fired. He works on this radio station. I'm not going to say who.
Well, did he sit on the radio?
No.
Okay.
But I'm telling you that there is going to be, and we'll talk more about this at 4 o'clock, and this all comes off of a Michael Cohen audio piece from earlier this morning with Chuck and Winkler. And if you missed it, stay tuned at 4 o'clock. You'll hear what Michael Cohen has to say. And I think it's ridiculous that he should be on a hot seat, but we'll talk more about it at 4.
Yes, we will. Meanwhile, the food always hot and fresh over at Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Yep, sure is. Always over at Wendy's, hot and fresh. And don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's as well. And guess what? The Bucks, they play tonight.
Tonight!
Against the Golden State Warriors.
No Steph Curry.
Yeah. There's still Kevin Durant, though.
Yes, he's still on the team.
Klay Thompson?
Yeah, he's still there.
Draymond Green?
Leroy's favorite player is still on the Golden State Warriors, yes.
So it's still going to be a tough match.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's a home game, so at least it's at the BMO Harris-Bradley Center.
You guys hear Dave Chappelle's line about Draymond Green in his latest special? Mm-hmm. I'll ruin it if I try to do it. It's hilarious. I'll show you guys a clip during the break. Go ahead. Carry on.
When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with a purchase of a medium drink. It's really that simple. They beat the Warriors today. Tomorrow, take advantage of it. Take your kids, get them a medium drink, give them a free junior bacon cheeseburger for lunch or a free small chili. They'll love you. Wendy's 4 for $4 is even better. Now you have 8 different entree options, along with nuggets, a small fry, and a small drink, all for just $4. Another great lunch or dinner option for you and the kids. Pick from favorites like the double stack. That's my favorite. Junior bacon cheeseburger, spicy chicken go wrap, and many more. Available at participating Wendy's for a limited time only. And also, do not forget the Milwaukee Bucks Big and Save postgame show tonight.
Tonight!
We will be on the alternate stream again tonight, and we will do our best to make sure it's on the 105.7 FM, the Fan website, to click on the link. Otherwise, if you follow us on Twitter, we will tweet out the link once we start the show. Just click on that link and you can listen to us. And we'll also put the link on Facebook tonight, too. So Admirals Hockey will be on, but you will still be able to get the postgame show tonight immediately following the game, and it's commercial-free. So if you want to get on the stream, then get on the stream and give us a call, and it's all you guys tonight after the game.
Are you with Sparky? A little bit skeptical about what's going on up in Green Bay? Are you with Gary and think that all this change was necessary? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. It's the Wendy's Big Show. More from you right after this.
In football, I've noticed some things, but, I hate to... We've been pretty successful. You know, we've made the playoffs 8 straight years in a row. Two out of three past 3 years we're in the NFC Championship game. So I didn't think things were broken. But what I did say, I think when we got through the discussions with Ted and also obviously with search process, certain things became more clear to me. And I would say out of respect to Ted, I mean, Ted was a very successful, has been or was a very successful general manager, making changes, dramatic changes while he's our general manager wouldn't have been something that I would have wanted to do. But now, we've had discussions and we've talked about things, but, I'd leave it. And, you know, the other thing, obviously, what's taken place is in the past. You know, the most important now is moving forward and how can we ensure that that we have a system and that we're in a position where we can be successful.
That was Packers President Mark Murphy joining us earlier this hour here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you missed it, it's coming your way again at 5:35. Right now we're asking you, after hearing that, if you heard it, are you with Sparky and a little bit skeptical and maybe a little afraid of what's going on up in Green Bay? Or are you with Gary and think this was all necessary? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. I don't think he necessarily even gave us a timeline on in that soundbite we just played there on when he noticed the communication breakdown between Murphy and Thompson.
No.
So you guys were going back and forth about that before the break.
No, he sidestepped it.
He didn't give us a real timeline at all on when that happened. Let's go to Steve in Port Washington. Then we'll see what's in the mentions at 105.7 FM. What's up, Steve?
Thank you, gentlemen. I think both Sparky and Gary are right on certain issues. I agree with Gary about the fact that, you know, Murphy's not going to micromanage. He's going to get out of it. He'll come in there and he'll get into it when situations arise. I've heard him three times now on other networks with the unit and now with you guys. He has been constant about the fact that he's already had the meetings with all three of the guys. And basically what he said on one of the other networks was the fact that he spoke to McCarthy and said, look, you're responsible for the 53 men on the squad. Coach them up so they win on Sunday. He went to the general manager and said, look, you're a new guy. You know, your job is to find the players that McCarthy and his coordinators want so that the scheme works. And also, he had a talk with Ball telling him, look, you don't get in the football side. You do the structural side. And that being said, I think he laid down the ground rules of what is done. He doesn't want this bickering going on. He wants it to be done to win championships. The idea is for all three of them to go. I like to add is when he added, the only thing different was he wouldn't answer Steve's remarks about 1 year. And that tells me that I think he was against Mike in the beginning.
Or Russ Ball made the call, because that's who was going to be the general manager, and then he changed his mind.
Right, he changed his mind because Mike was strong enough in his personality to tell him what was going on. And in addition, Murphy probably talked to other people and found out that there were some issues last year where he wouldn't sign Peppers, he wouldn't sign Hyde, and he was going, wait a minute, this guy shouldn't be doing this. He's on micromanaging. He should be doing the financial thing, the spreadsheet stuff, right, not the football side. And I think that turned him off on Ball, and Mike won the battle.
He didn't win the battle unless he survives this upcoming year. Thanks
for
the call.
But the point, Steve, what I'm trying to say is what he said to Mike, okay, I'm giving you all this thing. You better produce.
See, but the crazy part about, Steve, I get what you're saying. This is my thing. Thanks for the call. What he just said, Steve just laid out there, could all have been done with the last structure. That's all the responsibilities he just said, all were still within the last structure. You didn't have to have the head coach report to the president / owner, if it was a different team, in order to have him just manage the 53 guys and coach them up the best he can. That's what he should have been doing anyhow. The general manager should have been listening to the coach and the coordinators, trying to put fit personnel onto the roster that they wanted. That wasn't happening. It hadn't been happening ever, probably, but that's what it should have been. Again, didn't have to change structure for that. That's just the general manager and him getting together on that whole deal. And then Ball,
That absolutely makes no sense why he would be involved in reporting just the owner versus the general manager. I don't see what the issue was there either, other than him saying pretty much that, you know, hey, look, man, this first guy's time being general manager. We want to make it as easy as possible for him, take all the stress and all the other stuff. We just want him to scout and get free agents. You do that. So essentially, he's a personnel guy. It's pretty much what they're doing. They're making Russ Ball the GM with all the paperwork and all the other stuff, whatever that stuff is. And then McCarthy, at the end of the day, is still head coach, but with a little bit more pop and sizzle to it, to report to Murphy so the GM couldn't fire him, which the GM's not going to fire him, at least not Brian's not going to. So that, I think, is kind of, like I said, I think it's just everybody gets power in this whole deal and all of it's stripped from the new general manager because no. At the end of the day, they're trying to make Ball and McCarthy happy.
Every one of those guys get a give and take.
Mike, give us your thought, this whole structure, restructuring of it, what you think about it.
I think the day after the Lions game, Ted Thompson was relieved because of his health reasons that he'd been thinking about how he's going to do this. And he let him know after taking him along for the last year, Ted, you know, what do you think about what he want to do next? He's got 1 year left and he moves to the side. Is now I can officially, I've had talks off to the side, but I can throw this out there. Can we get Schneider to come back from the Seahawks? What are my options? And I can publicly say I've got this consulting guy who's sniffing around. Is there a number two guy like a David Stearns or going to the Brewers that can come into Green Bay and take this thing over? At the end of the day, I go to Mike McCarthy and say, okay, look, I'll get you Gutekunst and he'll get you more free agents, but you have to report to me.
And how does Ball play in all this?
I'm going to go to Brian and say, I'm going to give you the job instead of Elliott. But you're not going to have say over the coach.
I don't think Elliott was ever a consideration.
But do you see what I'm saying?
No, I think Russ Ball is in the middle of all of this.
No, the other thing is that you say to Russ Ball, you don't want to lose Russ Ball as a cap guy, an operations guy, because you don't want to have to reinvent the wheel right now. But you just put him over to the side and say, you report to me, leave McCarthy alone, keep doing what you're doing. And Murphy, though, Murphy in this whole thing, he now puts himself on the hot seat. Because if you were Bob Harlan, you just say, I'm judged by how much revenue I get. And if it's a bad losing team, I just go to the general manager and say, you're fired. Or, this is unacceptable. And you make the now Murphy is in the hot seat. Right. So if they go 7-9 again, then you start raising questions about the president and the CEO.
See,
so
I don't buy
your dealings with it. Just hold on for a second, Sparky. You need to listen. You always want to interrupt people. So, Mike, in your dealings with all this, all the information that you've gathered, how do you feel about the change with Murphy and what he did? Did it need to happen or not needed to happen?
No, changes needed to be made.
Why?
Because you could see Elliott knifing Ted in the back when Bucky Brooks was there. You could see Ted and Mike McCarthy not on the same edge of the field and exchanging publicly like they used to in the past. You could start feeling that. And you knew that Ted, his health was challenged. He couldn't possibly do this job the way he used to. Ted used to travel and go to all the colleges. Now, that doesn't mean if you're general manager, you have to make the trips. You can delegate that. But Ted loved doing that. He stopped doing that a year or two ago. Why? Because that's a measure of where he is at in his health. So at the end of the day, there's some good things there. You might want to put a little people on notice, like a one-year contract for McCarthy. So I don't want to blow this thing up. I don't want to have to make Aaron Rodgers wait 2 or 3 years with an entire new regime. What is my best chance to get to the Super Bowl next year? What's the shortest distance? And he had to compromise but change the structure in order to get there.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. How do you feel out there? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057.
So, what are you
going to
be a baby
FM
now?
The fan.
Because I said that or no? You're
no,
okay?
I was listening. I wanted to make sure you got everything out you wanted to say.
Don't be a little baby over there now.
No problem. Now can I talk?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. So this is the deal.
Like I say, don't be a little baby now.
Well, I mean, it's fine. It's no big deal. The problem is that Clemens said that after the Lions game. Now, that contradicts the people that cover the team who say 6 months ago they let Russ Ball start making moves. And he was the one that did the peppers thing. He's the one that did the high thing, which means they decided on this long before the end of the season. And if you gave Russ Ball, the transaction guy, all this power to do this, and now you're going to tell me, oh, well, no, he really wasn't going to be the general manager. It was going to be somebody else. It was going to be a fair process. And then if you're going to tell me, oh, McGinn's crazy about the McCarthy thing, that's not true at all. Okay, so you're telling me that in that week in which he said one thing, but I'm not supposed to read into it, and then he changed his mind and said something else, but again, don't read into that either. Don't take him literally. Just assume everything's a lie. Then everything that happened between there, what changed? Oh, the McGinn article talking about
everything
McCarthy.
Everything McGinn reported is true.
Okay, fine. So if you believe that to be true, then the only thing that changed in that week was he found out that McCarthy didn't get along with Ball, and then Wilde reported Rodgers didn't want Ball either, at which point which he then said, oh no, it can't be Russ. So then he had to make amends and make Russ happy, give him a pay raise, let him report to me so he still has power. He doesn't have to report to the GM who he thinks he deserves a job over. And then I got to go appease McCarthy to let him know he's got as much power as Russ. So McCarthy, you're going to report to me too. You don't have to worry about the general manager. And then you go to Brian and go, hey man, first GM job, you're in Green Bay. This is your dream job. Take it. These are the things that go with it. Are you good or not? He says, yeah, sure, man. It's a GM job in the NFL. It's the Packers. I'll deal with whatever I got to deal with to get my first job. And that's how the whole thing plays out. I think that's, I mean, again, it's a conspiracy theory.
No. But just so you know, don't necessarily agree with you, those last two few words that you just said. And that's why you needed to have open communication, because you had so many issues with so many people. I don't disagree with that at all.
Could have fired Russ Ball and eliminated all of it.
Why would you want to fire Russ Ball?
Because if Ted Thompson was one of the problems, you eliminated him. Mm-hmm. And if Russ Ball's power play or whatever happened, and we don't know, whatever happened was the reason why he couldn't be general manager and McCarthy and him didn't get along. At that point, Murphy has to decide, who am I rolling with going forward? Am I rolling with the head coach that has a proven track record, or am I rolling with a contract negotiator? I'm sorry, me? I'll find another contract negotiator. I don't need Russ Ball. I'll find they're all over the league. I can find another one. I'll hire Andrew Brandt back.
Mike McCarthy wants a guy like Schneider that knows football,
right,
that knows players, that can get me resources. And Russ is a guy I see walking around the locker room after the loss to the Lions, a meaningless game, and he's leaning in because he wants to hear what the media is saying to the players. Mm-hmm. Or what are the players telling the media? Yep. He's the operations manager. Mm-hmm. Who cares? Who cares? That would be like the owner of a great restaurant walking around. Is everything okay with the customers? You should be back in the kitchen making damn sure the food's coming out the right way. And if the food comes out okay, then everything else takes care of itself. Not what the players are saying. Who cares?
Sparky, I know one change that you support, and that's disabling the cable and getting DirecTV through your good friends over at Sight and Sound Solutions.
No question. Al does a great job over there, and disable your cable, move on, and be very happy with DirecTV. So this is the deal. $99.99 a month for the first year. You get AT&T home phone, AT&T internet. You get the choice package with DirecTV. Plus, you get the NFL Sunday ticket for free all of next season. That's right, NFL Sunday ticket for free all of next season. For $99.99 a month. Pretty cool, right? Call
Very
Al
cool.
at Sight and Sound Solutions today, 262-754-1500. Plus, you get a Genie, which is their DVR for your home. You get free home installation and an exclusive offer with Al at Sight and Sound Solutions, $300. $300 in Visa gift cards with Sight and Sound Solutions if you call today and sign up for this package with Al at Sight and Sound Solutions. 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket automatically renews each season at the prevailing rate, currently $281.94 per season. Let's cancel prior to the start of the season. Select international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
Keep taking your thoughts on this via 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 1057FM The Fan, or use the talkback feature on The Fan app. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from. Leave us a 30-second message. We'll play it back on the air. Are you with Sparky, a little skeptical of the moves and all the change up in Green Bay, or are you with Gary and think that this was all necessary? 414-799-1250 and the Wendy's Big Show will be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.